is Parker Pathways. May 27th, 2007. And this is Memorial Day. And this is a live show. And we're broadcasting from republicbroadcasting, .org. The call in number is 800-313-9443. And today's show is dedicated to the veterans of the past and the veterans of the present and the veterans of the future. And we're going to have, if scheduling will work out, we'll have a Pearl Harbor survivor on today that you just really... you can't miss it. It's a survivor of Pearl Harbor that's written a book called My Decision to Live. And all the proceeds from his book will go to the Walter Reed Hospital and a program called the Yellow Ribbon program, which is to give financial support to families that visit their loved ones at Walter Reed Hospital. I am taking on seven major subjects today that interrelate in the concept of what is, the pathway of connecting the dots that we do on Parker Pathways. And at the top of the show will be... answering some questions about kidney dialysis, and I decided to answer on air rather than answer in email, and on kidney dialysis, particularly to one of our listeners in Indiana. And we're going to talk about health care in terms of the cost and how it's affecting our national security. Some discussions of a very incredible scandal on geriatric health care, and another group of questions to be answered in group to answer university professors who seem to want to influence our chemistry and our water in a highly different way, and I intend to take them on head on today. And also, there are other issues that are coming along. For instance, someone told me about an 800 number for Senator Dianne Feinstein from California and Senator Boxer from California. It's an 800 number where it's all in Spanish, and and the Spanish message is for them to say in English on the phone that they agree with the immigration bill for families and workers. It isn't a question anymore of immigration. It's a question of the specificity of constitutional violations that occur based upon social planning. And this all interconnects with such things as how do you develop health care costs based upon the structures that have been provided by the insurance companies and plus by the social planners on the Beltway. And this is directly affecting our returning soldiers, and it just happens to be Memorial Day to discuss this. And I want to give a congratulation to... Rolling Thunder Bikers in Washington, D.C. I'm finding out that they are Parker Pathway listeners. And go Rolling Thunders and express your view in a good way. We'll see you at the other end of the break, and we'll start taking up these issues and more issues that protect our life.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
This is Parker Pathways. Wynn Parker here. This is Memorial Day, and it's a live show, and the call number is 800-313-9443. Throughout the two-hour show, I'll be presenting a lot of material that has to do with kidney disease and kidney dialysis and the effect of additives in the water and the effect of chlorine, the effect of chloramine. You can go to the Republic Broadcasting homepage. On the right side, you can click on there, chloramine causes clinical health damage. And I've got a paragraph in there. This was copywritten in the year 2006, and I went out the door nationally and exposed this in the year 2003, and nationally exposed this, which they bureaucrats did not want to have anyone know about, and I had to go against, you know, the whole agency concept to be able to do this. The paragraph reads, chronic kidney disease causes the organs, and that's a human body, and this also is animals, to slowly lose their ability to take toxins and nitrogens out of the bloodstream. Many of the 20 million estimated Kidney disease patients do not know it. Water districts are asking humans to be a human processing plant for the chloramine in the body. Chloramine is the addition of chlorine and ammonia in the water supply under the thinking that it'll repair the pipes in an indirect way, but taking care of the fact is a disinfectant and will kill Cryptosporidium and Giardia lambia as a liver fluke, and plus hopefully other organisms, which has been shown is not the case. There are present 1,500 disinfectant byproducts in the drinking water, and with several known carcinogenic products from the chemistry pathway. And humans can bioaccumulate the nitrogen toxins from the impaired kidney and affect the living immune system, such as AIDS. The bioaccumulation of amine toxins and secondary cancer products, such as bromides, from the chemistry of the tissues, and they're going to accumulate even in various dosages of ammonia to contaminate the drinking water. Now, the people in the United States that have university professors who support the public utility commissions ignore basic biochemistry, physiological biochemistry, and toxicology, and don't use in their world of the fact that, one, there isn't any evidence to any of the fact that you can absorb nitrogen. Well, if you didn't, you wouldn't have urea in your urine. You wouldn't need hemodialysis to repair, hopefully, which you do not repair, by the way, the concept of tissue accumulation on a chemical basis. The whole idea is that, well, we just have a certain amount of chloramine, which causes innumerable damage to the liver and to the bone, and also to the red cells and the white cells of the body. And that's been shown in animal studies, which the EPA wants to ignore. And they admit that they ignore it. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that not only are we presenting a very interesting problem of people wanting to build hemodialysis units, is the fact that in hemodialysis units today, the way they're doing it to try to solve the problem to get the chloramine out of the water is to add more carbon filters. And carbon filters within themselves still have a remaining residual up to 25% of the nitrogen base in those carbon filters. And so they just add more carbon filters to the hemodialysis unit. And then they most importantly, they tell the patients to come back more often. Don't drink the water when you go home, particularly out of the tap. And there's a reason for that, because you could die with the basis of the contact basis and the nitrogen basis there. Now, the whole process of this, I'm going to explain in this 2 hours over the 2 hours time, because we will having a guest and from Pearl Harbor, and plus we're going to have other issues that interrelate with this whole issue of the human processing plant that we are in terms of real world terms. The whole position here is very weak in terms of saying, well, if you buy a filter, this is going to work, and it's going to take out this all these trial of methanes. Well, I wrote a hole in that 2 years ago. Most of these people that make these filters have now changed the word that it reduces. They use that sentence, but they only are discussing chlorine, and which is part of the addition with the chloramine. Within the two-hour time today, and I've done this before in other shows, give the human outcomes from the chlorine alone, which causes breast cancer. And this is a fact of and then bladder cancer in males. But if you add the chloramine to it, you have these other studies, which I've talked about for months and given on every show. And I am appalled that there are people in this country in social planning who are trying to pawn off on people the concept of global warming as the reason why patients are dying earlier in their life, even after they drink bottled water, and they drop dead. Not from the bottled water, perhaps, we can't say that, because we don't know that cause and effect directly. But the fact is that the folks are not getting the electrolyte balances, which I've talked about months and months ago. And the other pragmatic aspect of this is the fact that there are so many immune system responses that are being threatened. You just can't solve it by taking a vitamin or taking anything. You can take a preventive vitamin, and those are helpful. But the whole problem here is that the vitamins themselves, which I've gone into before, the chemistry of the vitamin and the chemistry of the fluid that you use with it is influencing the chemical change in the body. And the human tissues are set up in such a way to initially detoxify ammonia and interfere with the glutamine, which is the amino acid for the transport to the liver. But you get these collateral health damages, I call them, that are very real. And they're not just a few people here and there. And this is a condition of the human body. And the human body has to be able not just to say, well, I feel good today. No, it accumulates the signal in these genes that I've been talking about for months and months and months, and giving you those genes, the companies that research them, and how this whole system of being able to prevent human health is part of a paranoia that of any kind that the pharmaceutical companies are interested in controlling the side effect of drug taking. The kidney dialysis units need to be made in such a way where the chloramine is not in the water. That's number one. In order to do that, you have to have a very sophisticated engineering system that will remove the nitrogen, but you've already added the nitrogen in the upstream. If you take away the nitrogen on the downstream, you have what is called kidney dialysis. The whole process of this is for a membrane, for an ultrafiltration membrane, you can take out a larger particle, but you need a reverse osmosis process in addition. Not the reverse osmosis that is sold in these rinky-dink units that are being sold in America. We're talking about a very serious reverse osmosis system to be able to have a fish be able to swim in the water after it's deaminized. In a lot of fish study departments and universities, I remember in the year 2004, I was talking about that. It took 45 feet of a filter to be able to filter the water in such a way to be able to study fish by archaeologists. So the whole process here is that the state of the art has not advanced enough to be able to process the proper chemicals and the disinfectant byproducts, of which are bromides and the iodoacetic acids that are making up the chloramine connection. So there has to be four stages of state-of-the-art engineering, which I call alternate technologies, which I want nationally in a national referendum in the United States of America, which I've been talking about for some time. When we come back on the other end of the break, we're going to cover a few more points of toxicology, and you'll be able to understand it because you're the one processing it. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're interdispersing on kidney function and kidney dialysis specifically, and of course this will tie in with the Memorial Day as we move along. The whole system of the body to be able to metabolize chemicals is really based upon conversions in the body by chemicals. It's the toxic chemicals that are soluble can be changed really chemically to facilitate excretion in the bile, and can be released in the urine if they're more sufficiently water-soluble. But many of these metabolism chemicals that have a nitrogen base, which is coming from our water, and plus over there's now over 1,500 disinfectant byproducts. When I went out the door on this, it was 300, and by that was in the year 2003. And by now, it's it was 1,500 by year 2006. And these chemicals keep getting added, for the sake, instead of repairing the pipes and the infrastructure of America, this is used as a disinfectant, quote, instead of repairing the pipes in the proper way. Meanwhile, the body is mutating what are called cytochromes. This is an enzyme system, and they're really titled P450s. They're called P450 family of metabolically active enzymes, and they're responsible for the first stage of the detoxification of what are called these exogenous chemicals from the water. And this is the group of enzymes of the P450s are in the liver. And, of course, if your liver is compromised in any particular way, these enzymes are not going to function properly. And so there are different subtypes of these enzymes, and you just don't go and get them tested. In other words, that's the other aspect of this. We need medical protocols to be able to more accurately determine when the kidney and the liver is failing. We have many enzyme tests to work with right now, but nothing to be specific, which is why I keep bringing up these gene systems that are being discovered to be able to develop what are called in-run protocols to change the gene structure, to change the signals in the body. But it's still, we are drinking toxic material, eating toxic material. We have gene changes from the water, particularly recycled water that has chloramine and it's used in our irrigation system, which the government refuses to tell the public. And The basic function of the legal definition from forensic toxicology that is used in law court, which is an expert witness situation, which I'm familiar, I'm going to read you the paragraph that is accepted by what are called Daubert rules in law, which we covered with Professor Oldman on April 22nd of this year. And I brought this up. And this is called excretion from the body can occur through a variety of different routes, but primarily the gastrointestinal tract for unabsorbed agents and for compounds excreted in the bile, and the urine for water-soluble agents of appropriate molecular weight and ionic charge. Significant loss of volatile compounds can occur through the respiratory tract. For example, 50% of the internal benzene dose is exhaled unmetabolized. Other routes of excretion include sweat and lactation from the breasts, the latter unfortunately putting an infant at risk, which accounts for, it's best estimated, that's 8% of infant deaths on lactation. Different compounds are excreted, metabolized, or unmetabolized at different rates. There are particularly concerned about the chemicals that persist or bioaccumulate in the human body or the general environment. Now, the American water agencies, public utility commissions, attorney generals from 20 states challenged me on the fact that how did I know that there were at least many in my paragraph on chloramine causes cholesterol health damage, that many of the 20 million estimated to have kidney disease do not know it. And we had these water district people who had procedure manuals written for them by the public utility commissions and unions who spent millions to go against me, saying that, how does he know that there are 20 million? Well, that's the estimate that is accurate based upon the number of people requesting organs. And now the organ transplant system in America is now going into other ethnic groups. There was a concept that there were, what was it called, the donation of organs. They want minorities to donate organs in hospitals, got ads on television and radio. It's very interesting. We'll come back on the other end of the break, and we'll work it through on how this affects our insurance and our health and our very life.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we have a guest. His name is Mr. Nader El-Gundy. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are, Dr. Parker. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. This is a former naval officer and a Pearl Harbor survivor. He'll tell you about that. And he has a book that he has written called My Decision to Live. And all the proceeds from his book will go to the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, and he'll tell you more about that. And he'll give you some of his history being in the Dolphins. He has a prosthetic limb, and he was able to make it in the Dolphins. And that is a... being a naval person, I remember that as a naval submarine system, and it's a very interesting story and very inspirational, and I think timely for other reasons in our country. Welcome to the show, Mr. El-Gundy.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Parker.
Go away and clear the way, gangway, as we used to say, and tell us your story.
Well, you know, I'm blessed with a great story. I was very fortunate. I had overcome a significant amount of adversity in my life to finally become a commissioned naval officer, and I chose to go the path of submarines. I was a nuclear engineer, trained nuclear engineer by the Navy, and I reported on board my boat, the USS Birmingham, which was stationed in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. And I was really just, my career was just taking off. I was really cherishing life and loving every bit of it. And unfortunately, I was working a double shift one night in the shipyard, and on my motorcycle on the ride home, I got in a horrific accident, severed both my legs, and barely lived beyond that day.
Mm. Now, when that happened to you, you had a recovery process that you have intimate relationships in your brain that should be shared, I believe. There's something that must have happened to you in your thinking.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Parker. There was a very significant moment for me. I talk about in my book, titled My Decision to Live, the miracle that allowed me to survive that day. And for me, you know, I was out of it. I didn't wake up till several days later. I was in trauma intensive care, and my parents had flown all the way from Georgia to Hawaii to come look after me and care for me. And I was struggling in the trauma intensive care for probably 8 days when they went in to do an emergency surgery. I had developed a severe infection in my leg, a level 3 infection. It was practically gangrene, and they had to amputate my right leg just to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that next day, I woke up for the first time since my accident. I was cognizant. I was really attentive. My vital signs had stabilized. The doctors came in and for the first time told me they knew I was going to live. I knew I was going to live. But to your point is, what's more important, I decided not only to live at that moment, I decided to have my life back, and I made the greatest proclamation of my life, my professional career. I said, I want to go back to submarines, I want to go back to the Navy, I want to go back to my crew, I want to qualify in submarines.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny anecdote is that the doctors said I was in denial. My father told me, son, take it one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But my captain, the now Rear Admiral Mark Kenny, said, Nader, whatever you need, will support you. And that's all it took, the mental decision to live, to fight, to go back. And it was a long road from there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been aware in medical science and research, which I'm connected to, about the concept of depression and the new discoveries of the cortical part of the brain. It's called Area 25. And if we, as we've discussed, we'd like to have you on Barker Pathway Show again so that we can discuss some of these aspects of how this chemistry works, how people have to, the Japanese call it ishin, and, you know, the will and the gut.
Definitely.
And, you know, to be able to have that chemistry work. And I'm interested in the fact, in your story, which we can even elaborate on, but the whole point of your story is important for another reason, is that there are a lot of people out here that don't understand that will to live. And the only time that you see it on the level that you're talking about is when you talk to children that have cancer, that have that ability to work it out. So I worked out a system, and I had a show several months ago called The Biology of Hope.
Wow.
And what I was working on was the level of the serotonin and the catecholamines in the brain that are influencing certain parts of the brain that are now, you know, from technology, you can do more work now because you can do better scans, you can do better radioactive injections, you can do the rest of it. So that's where you come in.
And that's a great point. You know, the mental ability to focus on a goal, a will to live, and just as importantly, a goal to accomplish. And I talk about in My Decision to Live how setting goals and trying to go after those goals, whether I make them or not, just the drive, the journey to go after the goals allowed me to accomplish so much of my life, not the least of which was overcoming that accident. And to your point is, you know, I think you mentioned earlier a connection to Walter Reed. Today I'm a peer volunteer. I'm an amputee, successful amputee, accomplished in both the military and in the business life. And I visit with these troops coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, the guys that have been devastated, had limbs that have lost due to IEDs and roadside bombs. And I see that in their eyes, that same determination, that will to live, and how just an injury that would normally just debilitate somebody, just make them kind of incapacitated, these guys fight. Some of them within a few days are back on their feet or on a prosthetic, just trying to assimilate their life and get back what they can. And they're always thinking about getting back with their troops, getting back with their platoons, getting back with their friends and family. And that will to live, it's so inspiring to be with them, and it really ties for me mm-hmm. to something close to the heart on this Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, and there's another thing too that I think is important for the listeners to know, and you can address this even better than I can about Walter Reed, but the Veteran Administration's hospital care is, as far as I'm concerned, is the top of the line. I don't care what the public says, the Congress and the rest of it. They haven't been there. I've been there, and I can tell you, not Walter Reed, but I've been. You know, the Veterans Hospital, as far as I'm concerned, is the top of the line.
And absolutely, Dr. Parker.
They saved my life, and I can tell you that there wasn't a human being in any one of those hospitals I was in that there wasn't a person that showed care. They asked the right questions. They were interested in you. But what is interesting about this now is the new medicine, which is like the General Accounting Office is saying, about 15% to 28%, kind of a wide range of the people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan have post-traumatic syndromes and brain problems, you know, brain damages and plus brain abnormalities that they haven't even seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got these chemical problems and the rest of it. And I can't give enough kudos to Walter Reed because they're the leader, in my opinion, of all of these new regimens and protocols. What is your opinion on that?
You're absolutely right there. And I think the story that gets untold is how the greatest care for these severely traumatized, severely injured is at Walter Reed. And because that care is so great there, the medical staff, the doctors, the nurses are so great, 90% of those severely injured coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan are going through Walter Reed because of that excessive number of patients. You do have the overflow issues, which are traditional of any hospital that's going to be hit with that kind of response for care and need. So, you know, you have these other issues. Not that these issues are not important. They are very important. When you think of someone, a troop, a soldier, an airman, a Marine, a sailor that's been injured in the line of duty defending our country, we should give them the utmost care, and we shouldn't have to put his wife and his kid in a small one-bedroom apartment, you know, without amenities. You know, that's just a tragedy in all this, but the story untold is that the care is so great. And as a government, we're working through that. But it brings to me a great point of this Memorial Day weekend, and that is the Yellow Ribbon Fund. They are a nonprofit organization that I've dedicated my book to, that I've donated all the proceeds of my book to, because what they are doing is providing free lodging, free transportation, mentoring programs for these injured troops and their families. They are an augment to the government. They are an organization that is stepping up to fill a need, and they are meeting the needs and care of these injured troops so that we can continue to maintain and defend our great country we have, because we can only be as good as we take care of our veterans. They are the fabric of our country, and we need to think about them and care for them. And Yellow Ribbon Fund is doing just that.
Yeah, and I completely wholeheartedly believe it. Do you have a email or an address or your company? You have your own company. It's called Cytocor.
Yes, correct. I am very fortunate and blessed in life. After the Navy, I was able to start my own company. Today, we are a federal contractor. I talk about the neat story of what an amazing thing happened 10 years after my accident. If you read My Decision to Live, you talk about the success of my business life, Cytocor. You can read all about my story, about my public speaking that I do to kind of spread the word on my website at www.enader, E-N-A-D-E-R, ENADER.com.
What is that? ENADER?
ENADER, that's correct.
.com.
And right there you can link from the homepage right to Yellow Ribbon Fund, or you can go right to the Yellow Ribbon Fund page by Yellow Ribbon Fund, FUND.org, and learn all about what this wonderful nonprofit is doing to support the troops, to support the injured soldiers and their families,
uh-huh.
and really help fill the need that we as America need to step up and do.
Yeah, when I get spaces on the show, because I have a full show, I cover medicine, law, and politics, and another thing, I'll make sure I mention this and sprinkle it out over a couple months.
Thank you, Dr. Parker. And the neat thing, I mean, what's amazing about Yellow Ribbon Fund is entirely donations only, kind of contributions from individuals. It doesn't receive any federal or state grants. And mm-hmm. with those donations, it is able to kind of fill the need and help support Walter Reed and Bethesda Naval Hospital here in D.C. But as you know, the needs always outmatch the resources, so we all as Americans need to step up and contribute and give money to help out Yellow Ribbon Fund.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll do, you know, you can do your best with this kind of situation. The other aspect that we can get into when we have more time is the whole aspect of the sheer numbers of problems that domino effect from the troops coming back into America. I'll be covering on the next hour the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act, how certain injuries are not compensated by employers, how insurance companies defraud the government, how reservists, there's 44, they gave me the figure last week, it's 44,405 reservists are in the medical corps that come back to America. And this influences the Department of Homeland Security and impacts it in a very rough way. And I was thinking yesterday, since I was going to have you on our show here, Parker Pathways, I was thinking there should be a yellow ribbon for the people who come back on these other levels to help support, try to get them back into the insurance mainstream so they can be cared for.
Absolutely, Dr. Parker.
What do you think of that?
That's such a great point. You know, and there are so many, you know, it's so hard for industry, insurance, organization, government to look at the issues that you don't see and some of the issues that you kind of highlighted. One of the ones that are very significant that was discovered post-Vietnam, the post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, that's such a significant issue, as well as all the other kind of mental and displacement issues that you come up with that are part of this conflict, this war, and that we need to care for and give consideration to. Every veteran counts, whether injured or not. Every veteran that's defending our country or abroad, come back to America. We need to open up with arms and do everything we can, bend over backwards for those individuals.
Yeah, there's another aspect that's a little deviant from where we are in terms of just veterans in the and quote the war we have. I look at this whole aspect entirely differently in terms of the war situation and the will to live. I'm going to take this spot where I went on the biology of hope concept of chemistry of that, which I'm going to do a couple more shows on. But I think that the public needs to be have their consciousness raised a notch. The kind of war we're involved in is a real bioterrorist war. With ourselves in terms of what we eat and drink and how we're handling it, all the chemistry of it, that's what I'm all about. That's how I got national radio show, but because exposure to the toxins in the water and the food and how it affects organ transplants, that's how I got started. And the whole thing comes down to the fact, though, that we have people in this world that want to kill us on ideological basis. In other words, If you take an ideological base to form an idea about a war in the world, you have a better shot at it than you have by saying we're going to pay mercenaries to fight for you. That's just my theory. I think that we're in great danger in this this country and in this world for the terrorism that's based upon ideological basis of using chemistry against us. Now, that's just my thinking.
That's more than just thinking, Dr. Parker. That's an absolute fact. I mean, one of the wars that we are losing right now is the war of recruiting, the mental war, the brainwash war. I mean, Al-Qaeda, the terrorists, the enemy, what they are doing is they are recruiting these individuals, these young soldiers, these young individuals, these youth from these depleted countries, from impoverished nations, these guys that have nothing else to live for, and they're trying to create this air of the enemy of the United States. They're brainwashing these individuals, and they're recruiting to support Al-Qaeda. That is a war we are fighting, and that is to your point, a chemical, a biological, a mental. It's psychological, and they are using these psychological tactics to recruit these individuals and make the United States look like the enemy, and that's a war that we need to fight at the core level.
Yeah.
That's more than just a physical.
We have, I'm glad to hear your opinion on that. We have the break, and you have a time frame. You have to leave us, but you'll have about 5 minutes to work our discussion here before you have to leave.
Great.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you get the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we have Mr. Nader El-Gundy, Pearl Harbor survivor, and who's written the book, My Decision to Live. And we have just a few minutes before the end of the hour of Parker Pathways. Would you be kind enough to give us your view of Walter Reed Hospital and your influence there, and how the particular area where your book can be bought, and how we can connect with you?
Yes, I would, Dr. Parker. Thank you for having me. I volunteer at Walter Reed almost every week. I'm up there on the weekends. I'm a pure volunteer. I'm an amputee who's been successful in the military and business career, so I'm able to go up there and be with these kids that come back from Iraq and Afghanistan with loss of limbs, and give them an opportunity to express their, you know, frustrations or voice, be part of that healing process so they can talk to someone who's been in their shoes. And I see the wonderful spirit of our veterans coming back. I see the wonderful care of Walter Reed, but I see a huge need in helping support our government, helping support Walter Reed and Bethesda to provide those services that they can't provide efficiently. And that's why I believe in the Yellow Ribbon Fund, yellowribbonfund.org, FUND.org. These guys are amazing nonprofit that supports our troops, free housing, free lodging, mentoring programs. They do amazing things. I've dedicated my book, My Decision to Live, that can be bought on Amazon.com, and I've dedicated to all our troops. All of the proceeds from My Decision to Live will be donated to the Yellow Ribbon Fund. People that are interested in learning more about the Yellow Ribbon Fund or learning more about my book and my speaking can go to my website at www.enader.com, E-N-A-D-E-R.com, and there's links to go buy the website. There's links to the Yellow Ribbon Fund, and I encourage you on this Memorial Day, support your veterans. Just anything to help out, $5 or $10 to donate to Yellow Ribbon Fund to help this wonderful nonprofit continue to support our amazing veterans on this Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I really, I'm just honored to have you on the show. And I wanted to just mention a little science here in terms of Area 25 and the cortical area of the brain, which is an area that I'll pick up on in the next hour, but I'll be talking a lot about it in the future shows. But we have you back at your schedule. This area is involved, has been characterized by underactivity of the brain and depression. And one of the studies that have been done, and this was done at Walter Reed, that the frontal activity of individuals changes. Nobody knows how. No one knows how. You can do the CAT scan and look at the pictures, and you realize that there's a connection between Parkinson's disease, epilepsy, and stroke in the very same spot of Area 25 that people have when they get into the depression gene. There's a gene trigger that happens in there. And it's gene 1740, and that's been absolutely identified, but nobody knows how the interconnection works at this time. And this is another aspect of what I talked about or asked you about at the beginning of the interview. There has to be starting stuff. Like in metaphysics, in mythology, it's always called the red stuff, they used to call it. Mm. You start with something, and that's what I think your book is about. I'm going to tell you, I haven't read your book totally, but I'm going to cover it, and we're going to do it the rest of it, because I think you've got, as they used to say in NASA, you got the right stuff.
Thank you, Dr. Parker. Great to be on your show.
Oh, yeah, it's an honor to have you, and we'll connect again.
It's true. Gold.